You want to connect with Radio for Winners? Follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners. Or take a look at our website at www.radioforwinners.com.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
That volume's good for that.
All right.
There is no better. You know, once we get started, I have to just record the first part of that, so I have to keep playing and stopping it.
That's what makes it even better is the fact that you're talking the entire time. You hit the pause button, and then you can still give the story while hitting the backspace button. The better thing is the fact that you've got an iPhone that's fully capable of doing all the same things that the iPod is capable of doing, yet you.
I don't want to fill this with all the songs I have because it'll fill up the memory. Where this has more memory than I'll ever fill up with songs, so I put everything I own on it. So if somehow we decide to start discussing, the greatest hits of Billy Joel, I got them. We can play them.
By the way, future topic. Maybe we can do it. You know, at some point in time later in the world. But just the art of podcasting. Watching. Podcasting videos? Have you watched?
I have not.
Why would you do that?
To watch one so I can find out what kind of mic they were using and to get kind of an idea.
Because we're all on podcasts.
No, you get a guy, he's sitting in his office in his room every fucking one of them has.
How are you? Good to see you. It's me, Bob McGee from the Bill and Tom Show. And today I want to talk to you about.
Yeah, they all have I got a deep radio voice. I am currently using the ATR Audio-Tronic 7143. Currently have that hooked up to this application on my phone. Now let me show you how I get this stuff done. All right.
Why I only listen to podcasts by people that have no business to making podcasts.
I find that most podcasts, and including ours, are really terrible. Just absolutely terrible. I mean, they really are bad.
See, I think you're wrong. I've branched out. I've got a lot more podcasts.
I listen to about 26 different
podcasts. Oh, no, I'm only at like six. I was impressed with six, but no, you're in double
26.
digits.
I don't even listen to this one.
I don't listen to this one anymore.
I have to. I write the recap, which I'm a week behind
on. It's too painful for me to listen to.
So many memories.
30 minutes of being made fun of. It lowers my self-esteem, I have to say.
I am phoning it in at this point.
Another episode of Radio for Winners. Tony, Jeremy, and Cherokee Don
here. Hey!
We're all loaded up on coffee. I hope you enjoyed the last 2 minutes. That was all the inner workings of the Radio for Winners show.
We get
the lower kind of topics we're going to use. Jeremy tests the music for the show for the different
segments.
You
really taped all that, huh? We're going to play that back?
Oh, absolutely.
People love it when we test our volumes.
I don't like to edit. I like to just slap on the opening, slap on the ending, put it out there for the masses. To enjoy
the masses,
the absolute
you
masses.
Might be overestimating our masses.
I just said that I don't even listen.
I know. I think we have one listener. It's me.
Congratulations.
We're recording this early on daylight savings time day.
Whose idea was that anyway?
It was mine, so I had plans, but then my plans got changed.
Of course, you did.
So I'm here at recording time at 9 a.m.
It's very early, very
a little
early.
I'm glad that we're not shooting to take this podcast to the actual radio and do a morning show.
But if we actually got paid, I would be more motivated to get up
early. Chance that we would get up early and go.
And if I got paid, I would get up early. I would not be more motivated to do a good show, though. I would just keep the same quality show.
You would have to start working out at midnight.
We cut it out with songs.
A lot of music.
The same half an hour of material, but Jeremy will play random songs on his iPad.
Hey, who knew Huey Lewis in the News was coming back?
So, apparently Tony's got a good story about using the bathroom, but first, here's three songs by Boston.
What radio station are we going to be on?
I have no idea. Doesn't matter. Boston's universal. Any station can play Boston. That's how good it is.
Oh, right. The top 20 stations.
They play in a lot of Boston. A
lot of Boston.
A lot of Boston. A lot of urban stations play a lot of Boston.
A lot of Toto.
Just Toto in Boston. at most stations I listen to.
So busy weekend birthday parties. Don had, six birthday parties.
Don had six birthday parties here yesterday. That was a lot of birthday parties, Don. Actually, you know, I have to say it was a perfect day for birthday parties. It was the first nice day we've had in a long time.
Yeah,
it was like 60 degrees.
It was beautiful outside.
I had the grill on last night.
Did you?
It was amazing. Sat out on my porch and drank. I bought some beer this weekend that was burger cookie stout.
I saw that. How was that?
I was going to bring some for the show, but one, it's 9 a.m., and two, I drank all of them. They're very good.
You're a very interesting person, by the way. When you don't know about...
That's why I'm on a podcast
when
now.
When you don't know about something, and then you try something, you go in balls deep. Like...
This is going to be a story about the time we tried analysis.
No, so you came over for the Daytona 500, right?
Yeah, yep.
And what did you bring with you?
I brought any chuns.
No, but what else did you bring with you?
Burger cookies.
And you said, I've never had a burger cookie before.
No, I did not. Lynn had never had burger cookies. Oh. And you said you hadn't had burger cookies. I, on the other hand, have housed boxes of burger cookies.
And so And so that sparked you to buy a case of burger cookie beer?
It was only four in a container. It's not like, or a you know, whatever, those paper things you put beer in.
A container.
In a, you know, that beer bag they sell it in. Beer box. Whatever, it's a four pack. And so I drank two one night and two the next. It was very nice.
Went to a birthday party too this weekend.
I did. I'm awkward at parties.
You're awkward in life.
Pretty much. I did talk about training with a guy who does triathlons who was equally as excited.
You know who's shocked by that? No one who's ever heard an episode of this podcast.
He was equally excited to talk about tempo pace and running.
Everyone else at the party force you to leave?
You guys should
go somewhere else.
I did get looks of like, why are you...
Speaking of balls deep, it was me and Bill McGee over here. We're talking about pacing ourselves during a marathon. Then we went off and had some anal sex.
But I did get looks when the kid was like opening up gifts. It's a one-year-old, so not really opening up any gifts, but everyone's like watching the kid open up the gift, and I'm just talking about tempo pace.
Look, I know it's your kid's birthday, and everyone's taking photos and video, but so anyway, I got my third medal. it was a 3-miler, but it was pretty tough. There was a raining. It was wet outside. And
see, that's the funny thing is that there are a bunch of people that get you and they love it. Like John gets you, and I bet he just laughs at you. But I don't think anybody else gets you.
No one likes me. And John's mom introduced me. John's the father of the boy that was having the birthday party.
And former Radio for Winners host.
And his mom, who's very, very nice, and she just knows me as my comedy name, so she's like, how are you doing, Mr. Poon? <I'm>
like, But you know that John's never corrected her ever on that.
Nope. And
he wants her to think he knows a guy named Lawrence Poon.
Absolutely.
And she introduced me to her husband, John's father, and I'd always heard stories about John's father being like this real talkative, like just life of the party kind of guy. No talking at all. Didn't really talk to me. And it was like, and then like when I'm not the kind of guy that's going to be very engaging because I'm just a shy.
Not in public. On the radio, totally. In public, no. You say four words if you're lucky and you stare at your shoes.
So there's a lot of just staring back and forth and then talking about the pot stickers that were on the plate in front of me.
These are some good pot stickers. These are good. There's not a lot of sauce, but the sauce that is there, very good. Was it at his house or
no?
A
it was at a restaurant in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Lancaster.
Oh, that's far. That's very far.
It was a long
drive.
That is
far.
I mean, that's where his family is.
That's
though,
the
right?
kind of friend that I am, guys. When I help people move,
okay. You want to start that? You want to get on that?
I've canceled plans to help people move. I don't go on vacation. When someone says they need help, I help them.
First off, I'm helping you move out of your current house.
Yes.
But I can't help you move to your new house in North Carolina because you're doing it on Easter Sunday.
First off, who here really is celebrating Easter Sunday?
I'm not, but I have a kid, so I have to pretend.
What? Is there anything fun that happens on Easter ever?
Yeah, egg hunts.
No, Easter is like the worst holiday of all holidays.
Says the man with no kids.
That's right. You have to. I have family coming down. We're going to do an organized egg event. It's going to be very exciting. No, it's totally happening. That's why I cannot move. Why don't you pick Easter weekend? Was the truck cheaper?
No, it's just that's the weekend. That's the weekend we picked. So we can.
I'd like to point something out. So you sent an email asking who's going to help or whatever, mm-hmm. and again, former host of the show John mentioned something that I don't know if we've touched on. You will make plans 6 years in advance to do things like go get breakfast.
Fantastic observation.
I mean, really, he'll make like guys. We're going to Vegas in 2016, so it's going to be the weekend of October 6th, and I've rented rooms already. Now, if you get on it now, you save $5. I mean, you make plans so far in advance.
I like to do that.
But then, as far as moving your entire life. life 8 hours away, you're like, ah, next weekend, I guess, whenever we have time.
First
like,
off, you know, this move has been literally 2.5 years in the making. It's been a very slow process. It's not something where we just jumped right into. And I like how I sent out an email to all my friends. And I think all these guys were in my wedding party. They were all, groomsmen.
Oh,
and,
I see how it is. If you're in the wedding party, you're automatically for life linked into having to help him move.
That's why you put people in your wedding party. They help carry your casket when you die, and they help you move.
I send this email out, and then days go by without responses.
Now, well, first off, you and I had talked about this at least 10 times before this email went out, so I figured you knew I was going to help you.
And I also had several conversations with you about, are you sure that you want to do it on Easter weekend? And you went, oh. Oh, yeah, I didn't know it was Easter weekend. Oh, well, I guess I'm still going to do it.
Yeah.
And I said to you, I'm not going to be in town. I said, I will go with you from Virginia to North Carolina. I'm not in town that week.
You can change your plans.
I'm on a ship in the middle of the ocean.
Come back 2 days early.
You can't change Easter.
Easter's terrible.
You can't change Easter.
Hey, guess what? Call the Pope. Guess what?
I don't understand.
Got Easter changed.
Dear Jesus, I need you to change Easter this year so I can help my friend Tony move to North Carolina.
To Asheville.
He won't wait a day. He won't do it Saturday before. He's going to do it on Easter Sunday.
Do you know what I gave up for Lent?
Actually, it is a day.
Do you know what I gave up for Lent?
Well, you're driving down. It's an 8-hour drive.
Yeah, drive back. You can be back in. In fact, you can come down and then drive back Saturday night. You'll be home by 2 a.m. Sunday.
That's what he wants you to do. That way he doesn't have to put you up. The whole point of going down there is I just want to see Tony having to put people up in his apartment.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Guess what I gave up for Lent? Helping people move.
Hey everybody! 1-877 cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids.
Our second sponsor. 1-877 cars for kids. Man, we're raking in the bucks now.
I feel like my voice is getting hoarse. By the way, sorry.
How did your parties go?
They went. It was beautiful outside. We had a dinosaur theme.
This is what we talk about. Yeah, no. Oh, my God. Just hit me.
But I'll make it real simple. We had a dinosaur theme party.
Seven kids died. Next story. No. What? No, you can't skip over that.
So, we started our fight league.
We were betting on these kids fighting in the sandbox.
You did see the pool with the sand in the backyard.
Yes, so that was for fighting.
Yeah, that was exactly for that. So we had a dinosaur theme party. Everything went well until this morning. All the kids were in our bedroom sleeping on the floor, my kids, not the kids for the party. That would be creepy.
What kind of party is that? I think that's a little different. So we put the roofies in the punch, right? So I wake up, all these kids are sleeping in my bedroom. Best night of my life.
So I'm still awake for some reason, and I just start hearing my oldest daughter vomit all over the carpet, all over the place. And she's like, Darius is sick. So, I get up with her. My wife gets up with her. Everything's fine. She falls back asleep immediately, get everything cleaned up. And 2 hours later, after I'd finally fallen asleep, she vomits again all over the place. So, yeah, that's how I spent the past night. And then, because it's daylight savings time, I got to sleep in today.
Look, we planned this weeks in advance.
I lose an hour of sleep.
I know.
Tony wants, he's got something to do. By the way, he always has something to do. And it never works out.
I have a lot of plans this weekend. Oh, they all fell through. Sorry, guys. Thanks for coming at 7 a.m.
Yeah, I really think that he does this on purpose. Like, I don't want to do it in the afternoon.
Well,
I'm
he wants to get home early so he can get prepped for his NASCAR viewing.
Oh.
Yep.
It's true.
Oh, man, I didn't even pick my team this week.
You don't have to pick for 5 weeks.
Well, the good news, it's 4:30 in the morning. You have another 12 hours until the race.
I did. I bothered changing my drivers around. I don't think it matters. I don't know what I'm basing it on. I'm flipping coins. I'm picking people's name because I like how it sounds.
Dick
I have no
Trickle.
Idea what I'm doing.
Dick Trickle.
Every time I'm picking Dick Trickle. I don't think he's racing.
He's not. He's dead.
He's not going to place well.
He is not. He is dead.
Well, while you were cleaning up vomit, I got to spend the first part of this morning cleaning up poop yet again.
Look at that.
Yet again.
That's
I
nice.
Have. I think we've bought some terrible diapers. My wife bought these really cheap diapers because they were going to save us some money.
It never do that. Never, ever, ever,
well, they're
ever
a major
do that.
Brand, and I don't want to say anything in case they become one of our sponsors, but they're a major brand.
It rhymes with Snuggies.
Fluggies. Yeah. And so she bought these because they were cheaper, and literally every day now, if he goes to the bathroom, it ends up outside of the diaper, in his pants, or down his leg, or something equally awful. The other day was my favorite one because I thought, I had a horrible day as far as stealing both these kids because I was home for work that day, quote, working. And I'm making dinner for them both because they finally both stopped screaming.
Everything with poop involves dinner with you.
What do you eat for dinner?
Well, it's just everybody poops around dinner time.
Yeah, we're very regular. We schedule our poops. Tony schedules everything else. I schedule poops.
Right, gotcha.
So I'm making dinner, and he walks in the kitchen, and he goes, Dad, uh-oh. uh-oh. And I'm like, what's wrong? And so I turn around, and he's got poop caked all over his hands. I mean, literally, like, he frosted his hands with poop. So then I run in. I'm like, no, what are you doing? So he runs down the hall, wiping his hands down the hall like Freddy Krueger with these poop smears, just laughing and laughing and running in circles around the kitchen. So I finally grabbed him, and I like had to take him upstairs. Krueger. It was awful. And put him in the bathtub and hose him off, and then I had to scrub the walls.
Literally hose him off.
I did. Well, I mean, in the bathtub. So it's a shower him off. Is that better? That just sounded more erotic. I didn't want to use I'm that. Just, hose him off is hotter. He had poop everywhere. It was not just like it was on his hands. It was on his legs. I
got the image of like the riot gear in the 60s with the hose on the...
He went a little Shawshank with
that's
you.
What I, yeah.
It deloused him.
He got a Silkwood shower. There's a reference for one person.
Wow, Silkwood. Yep. Nice.
One person. Nice. Anyway, so then, but it's basically every day he'll go to the bathroom and then I'll check and it's spilled outside of the diaper. But I'm not sure if it's bad diapers because the other thing is conveniently recently he's located his own asshole and finds it to be the most fascinating thing you've ever seen. At any point of the day, you can watch him and he'll have his hand down his pants. And if you take his diaper off to change him or if he's in the bathtub, finger in the anus.
This is a radio show that really needs to be on TV because to watch Tony's expression, not having kids, even like,
It's no, it and it's I mean, you know, when they're younger, they find their penis. And so then they play with that still all the time. And that never stops.
I haven't found mine.
Don has not found his.
Still haven't found
him. He has an inverted penis. But
it comes out.
But yes, yeah, so then he found his butthole, and it was like magic. Like it was one day he was in the bathtub, and all of a sudden he's feeling around, and then you saw his eyes lit up, and it was like, bonk, I can put my index finger in my butthole. And it's been like that ever since. He pretty much is fascinated with his own butthole. I'm pretty sure that's normal, but if it's not, well, then... He's got a coming out party today on Radio for Winners.
Message to our kids who listens to this when we're all
so
dead.
I'm just not sure if he has bad diapers or if he's pushing them out of the way to finger his butthole. I don't know.
Wow.
Don't know.
Man.
There's our topic for the show. There's a topic title for the show, fingering your butthole.
We know we should
maybe you should change them more than once a day too.
Well, I only change them weekly. Because why change diapers? I'm saving a lot of money by not changing them.
Saving a ton of money.
No, God, you can't change. I mean, you have to change a kid like 50 times a day. It's
like
awful.
100 times a day.
It's terrible.
The nice thing you have is like, you know, 10, 15 years, you have forward looking to your kids completely resenting you.
That's true. Which leads us
into our
current events portion, Radio for Winners and the news. Every week we find a couple news stories we like. We find the facts we like. We group them together in a narrative format. We discuss it ahead of time to make sure we at least all know what story we're going to talk about. Then we spit it back to you so that you're a little smarter than you were before you listen to the show.
Very nice. He's really getting the timing down. Huh?
It's 12 seconds exactly, guys. 12 seconds.
You're horrible at segues. Horrible. Maybe later on.
I thought
on.
You were doing the hand thing because we were done. I was like, are you really doing the whole show? It's about my kid fingering his butthole? Great.
Maybe just in the future, your kid will resent you like some current event.
I'm not going to do any more segues.
I'm sure you've all seen the news story about the girl who is suing her parents because they are not paying for her last semester of high school. It's a private school and college.
You really do make me come across like I'm a 90-year-old woman doing a radio show. You were here to those horrible Sunday morning radio shows like on
NPR.
Like, yeah, and like they're like those public access kind of like... Like every radio station is still required to do some kind of community-oriented show at like 6 a.m. on Sundays.
Thank God we don't have that.
It's some kind of weird FCC.
I think we've done more regulation for the community than any other radio station.
We really have.
And it's always very awkward. And it is exactly how my transitions
we're
are.
We're going to interview. Yeah, it's bad.
All right, so this
so there's a girl suing her parents because they are not going to pay for her college and actually her last semester of high school because she goes to an expensive private school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, without me telling you that, any more information? What race do you believe this girl is?
This girl is extremely white.
Yeah, only white people would do this. There's no chance anyone else on earth would do this.
The picture of her in court, by the way, which I have it right here, is fantastic. I mean, she's wearing like a cardigan. And,
yeah, she's an asshole. Yeah. She's really an asshole.
So I have the voicemail that she left her mother too.
Yeah. So the basic facts is her side of the story is her parents have thrown her out of the house and therefore they're not helping her with school and they owe her because that's a parent's job. To support your children and make life best for them.
And she is 18. So
she's 18 now. So and she's emancipated because she's 18. So she doesn't have to live with her parents, but she still says they have to pay for her school. That's the lawsuit.
But she's like a straight A student too, right?
Well, she was getting straight A's. I'm sure she's probably still doing well in school, but she's being an asshole. She's apparently been staying out late. She's been drinking. She had a boyfriend her parents didn't like. And so her parents said, hey, you know what? If you live under our roof by our rules, you're not going to date this guy. You're going to come home on time, blah, blah, blah. So she moves out.
Well,
and then she gets mad that they aren't going to pay for her school and college.
Do you think, what do you think the boyfriend is like? Do you think he's
I think he's probably not white.
No. I picture like Fonzie.
But it's actually just Fonzie.
Or a really young Billy Joel.
You cannot date Henry Rinker.
Henry Rinker.
Henry. I'm having a stroke.
Why did you put the microphone in your mouth when you said that?
I'm having
Henry Rinker.
I'm having a stroke.
Adele Dazeem.
All right, so
if you were dating Henry Rinker, you could cover your college, though. So it's clearly not Henry
Rinker.
Though. Well, yeah, he has all that money he got from not just the Fonz, which you got
lost his money. Happy Days was a long time
ago.
But
he was on Arrested Development. You wouldn't know that because you hate it. But he was a main character. He was a lawyer.
Yeah. Waterboy?
He was all that Waterboy money coming in.
Good one. It was a ton of money.
So that voicemail.
So yeah, so she wrote her mom an email or voicemail or something, right?
Well, it says here it says voicemail.
So here's her chance to kind of give her side. We can get, because right now we're kind of bashing her. So I think this should set things straight. This should make it seem where we can understand her side. Go.
Right. So phone message left for Liz Canning from Rachel at July 2nd, 2013, 1:18 p.m., submitted to the Morris County Court, which got the judge apparently so angry.
I think that this will defend her, though.
Here it is. Hi, Mom. Just to let you know, you're a real fucking winner, aren't you? You think you're so cool, and you think you caught me throwing up in the bathroom after eating an egg fajita. Sorry that you have problems now and you need to harp on mine because I actually took a shit, which I really means that I want to shit all over your face right now because it looks like that anyway. I fucking hate you, and I've written you off, so don't talk to me. Don't do anything. I'm blocking you from just about everything. Have a nice life. Bye, Mom.
That's actually my best man speech. That you have the wrong thing loaded.
They
up.
Say true love is hard to find.
So yeah, I don't think that's making her look very good.
She is a she's a queen.
But I'm also pretty sure she's not going to win that lawsuit.
MTV called. They want her to be on Teen Mom too.
Didn't the judge just recently rule against her?
At least in the pre-trial stuff. They basically called her out for being an asshole.
Well, that's why, because of that voicemail. They actually they left the voicemail, they kept it, so.
They saved it. That's their new answering machine. They sent it to some music, it's wonderful.
Now, I do feel like she should be able to finish out at least to high school.
Well, I mean,
I think she is, but I don't know who's paying the tuition.
Right.
Well, apparently the school's picking it up.
Well, but you know, also what's been egging this on is that the family that she's living with, which is apparently the family of one of her best friends, her dad is a lawyer. So he's the one that's been kind of filing suit and all that stuff.
They're not going to have to pay for the college. They might have to pay for the high school, maybe have to reimburse, especially if the school's covering
college is not a right. You're 18.
But college is not a right. And frankly, in anyone in this room, it's not even an option. So I figure, you know, you get that as an option to pay for college. You could sue your parents. What's Don doing? Oh, I thought you were, I was like, what's he doing? So you have that to pay for school. But there are some other options you could take. You could get loans. Or you could...
You could get loans.
You could have a wealthy family member. Or... like our next news story. Belle Knox, Duke student, is actually a porn star. She goes out during the breaks to L.A., films a bunch of porns, comes back to Duke. No one knows for a while, a couple semesters. All of a sudden, someone finds out, and now it's apparently an issue.
That's I'm just wondering why it took all the Duke students so long to figure out that one of their classmates is a porn star.
I mean, her real name isn't Belle Knox. Her porn name is Belle
Knox.
Is that
her real name?
Nope. Her real name is...
Hey, Belle Knox.
Her real name is Susie Wanker.
Susan Knox. No, it's...
Good pull.
That's very good. It's very tight. But either way, so she was making porn, and she's earning enough money to pay for the $40,000 a semester.
Now,
that
what
Duke
kind
costs.
Of porn are we talking? Because I haven't had a chance to look at this.
Well,
now,
I did a little bit of research for the show, Don.
I mean, is it one of those like softcore only girl-on-girl type of things?
No, first off, porn star is a little loosely used. She is in porns. But you would never have heard of her if it wasn't for this news story.
So, I mean, by being in porn, I mean, is she
It's real porn.
Okay, so it's hardcore?
It's real porn, Don.
Like, you know, is there...
There's insertion, Don.
It's not like Red Shoe Diaries.
Yeah. It's not Showtime porn. It's real
47
porn.
Minutes of build-up and then 3 minutes of nipple
So
rubbing.
Here's something you can do right now on the show.
And isolate that 3 minutes of nipple
rubbing. Did
you know,
and I didn't know this until I started doing the research for the show.
I like how we're now using porn as research. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what? I do
During
a lot of research.
My morning routine, I noticed.
During the research that I put in together this week, put in 40 hours of research.
I didn't know about the story until this morning, but I did a lot of research.
Daylight savings time. Really start,
I've been
time.
Doing research for my car lately.
Do you have Twitter on your phone, Don?
While I'm driving, I'm doing research.
Doing research right now.
Yes.
Do you have Twitter on your phone?
I have Twitter.
So
on
you
my
can
phone.
Search Twitter for Bell Knox, and you'll find her actual Twitter. It's a real Twitter page. I didn't realize you could put porn on Twitter.
You can actually put links, but you can't actually post images. Pictures directly.
Yeah, it's there.
You can't post
it's Instagram and stuff, but it because of the all those things
auto-fill. But via a third party website, you can, like a link.
I just didn't know that. I was unaware. I don't follow a lot of porn stars until yesterday, and now I follow like 50 of them. It's pretty solid. It's a pretty great deal. I didn't know that. But yeah,
pops
if you look
up
Bell Knox, there's a lot of photos. Some of them are not extremely graphic, and some of them are very.
She looks like the girl from.
extremely.
She looks
graphic.
Like the girl. Remember the girl from Party of Five?
Yeah, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean that's a. She's not. She's not bad by any means, but I didn't have to lay my towels out and put on MSNBC. It was fine. It was good enough.
I love her tweet. Nymphomaniac, rising porn starlet. For bookings, contact Matrix Models.
Yeah, well, that you use your Twitter for something useful. We don't. We just make comments about each other. But other people use Twitter for real things.
Maybe we could do some bookings.
We can. We'll try to book a bunch of porn stars.
Oh wow! Wow! Yeah,
I told you. There's full
wow,
on porn.
Wow!
There's
look at that.
There's one where she's literally just—it's just a close-up on her face with a dong in her mouth.
Yeah, look at that.
That's not one, but there's a bunch. It's just straight up porn. I didn't realize you could put real porn on Twitter, but you can.
I didn't think you could do that.
Yeah, I mean, boobs.
Don's
I figured
gonna have
shows.
A very busy morning.
Well, this way, look. I told you. If our wives are listening, if you check our phones and it's on our Twitter page, this was for the show. Bell Knox for the show. Any other porn star not for the show, just Bell Knox. It's on Twitter.
How did you describe it? There's a picture of just her face.
Just
with
her
a dong
face
in her
with
mouth.
A dong in her mouth. Like it's a full on, like, here we go. Check what I'm doing right
but
now.
She wrote, I look so focused.
Yeah, well, she's very focused.
She is.
You don't want to half ass that. You got to go balls deep.
Wow, look at that one.
Yeah, these are delightful photos. These are much like my yearbook photos.
The cinematography here is fantastic.
The lighting is incredible on that one where she's doubling down on that guy.
Wow, what's going on there?
The rest of the show's going to be done just loading up pictures of Bell Knox and we'll discuss them. So I guess my question is...
Sorry. If you're in a car right now, pull over at your nearest fast food restaurant.
Just load up Bell Knox's
Twitter.
Just load
up Bell Knox. Yeah.
I mean, it's very graphic. It's not for the faint-hearted or children.
Yeah, what
or the religious.
Wow, what is... Can you put this on Twitter?
Apparently you can.
Good
It's
Lord.
On it right now until... But I mean, our show's so big that's going to get pulled off now because it's going to get international coverage. So anyway, my question, though, is which is worse? Would you rather have the daughter that sues you to cover her college or the daughter who pays for it on her own?
Wow.
Because I'm of two minds. Oh. The part of me that has to pay for the college thinks it's pretty great if she's going to find her own way to cover it.
Wow.
but the other part of me... the father
of two boys.
Hey, you know what? If those two boys want to, make some porn to go to Duke.
Wow.
I say that now because they're 2 and 0.
Yes.
But
yeah.
I don't think I'd be happy with that.
God, I don't know if I can answer that.
I don't think I'd want to answer that.
No.
So let's go with this then. I think it's fine that she does it. I think it's her right to do it. However, she's going to get a law degree. Would you hire her as a lawyer?
She'll never get hired as a lawyer.
Well, she wouldn't get hired as a trial,
lawyer.
But I bet she could be like... I don't know, like some kind of legal analyst.
No, but by who? I mean, no corporation's going to hire as a corporate attorney.
Well, you know what industry gets a hell of a lot of lawsuits?
Porn industry.
The porn industry. She's already built in her own her own focus.
That's a way to do it. Look, live your life. Live your life to the fullest.
That's what Don says.
That's Cherokee Don's words of the day.
Live your life to the fullest.
You know who else is living their own life to the fullest? International song superstar Kesha has come out of rehab and she's made a lot of changes in her life. She's living clean. She's living happier. She likes herself. She likes everything around her. And she took the dollar sign out of her name.
She's also living with one less dollar sign.
It's
that's nice.
That's only an important news story because I love Kesha. That's really the only reason.
I don't like Kesha. I don't like the music. I find her annoying. And
what does she sing?
She sings a lot of songs, Don. Sings a lot of really good songs, and I can load one up in just a second.
See,
I didn't.
That wasn't a segue. I don't know who Kesha is.
Really?
I think so. I need
you
a song.
She sings that song, Elvira. That's her.
My heart's on fire.
She sings 1-877 cars for kids.
Oh, okay.
Hot and dangerous. See, this is a timeless classic. We make the hipsters fall in love. This is like. We got a hot
pants on and up. And yes, good. Of course we does. We run in this town just
down?
Like a club. And no, you
gonna
don't
keep
wanna
playing
mess
it?
Oh, we're wrapping up.
Well, we have one more thing to do today. One more thing. So we'll just turn this down. Turn it down. We're done. I just wanted to show you who Kesha was. That's the only reason that's an important
thing. Inside workings of Radio for Winners.
So you're good at communicating.
And I got to be honest with you. That's not even Tony's fault. That was totally your fault.
What was my fault?
He gave you the hand signal, and you're like, I'm sorry, what do you want me to do?
I didn't understand. I didn't understand because we have more segment.
Was that we're wrapping up, or was that take my shirt off and twist it around my head like a helicopter?
Well, I made the wrong decision.
This was from North Carolina.
That was embarrassing on my part.
Wow.
Look, we're not very professional. Jeez. We just talked about porn for 20 minutes. I want to introduce a new segment. We've already kind of done it before, but I want to make it a formal new segment we'll do more often.
I like segments.
And I'm pretty excited about it. I've decided to call it Fat Snacks. There's a load of great snacks out there that are short-term snacks. Remember the time I brought the Oreos in? I did. I brought them in. I brought in these incredible...
Whatever happened to the Fat Boys?
I think they all
good
died.
Good fade. Good fade.
It was pretty solid, wasn't it?
See? Tony's looking good this episode.
I don't look so solid.
No.
But it doesn't matter. So I brought those Oreos before that taste like banana cream, but they actually just tasted like
the Oreos. Play-Doh, yeah,
right? They were fantastic.
And then, of course, we brought in Annie Chun's, which aren't really fat snacks. It's a lifestyle
change.
Which,
by the way,
snack.
We didn't even get to the fact that the Annie Chun's are still sitting over there on the floor.
Well, that's not my fault.
I know.
We can talk about it some other time.
Yep.
So I found a short run of... birthday cake filled M&Ms.
Wait a minute.
Has anyone seen these?
What is that?
Birthday cake filled M&Ms.
So it's an M&M filled with birthday cake?
Yes. They only sell them at CVS. Now you'd say, Jeremy, how do you know they only fill them at CVS?
How do you?
Because I am fat.
For some?
How often are you at the CVS?
Well, I have to go there to get my blood tested once a month. We'll get to that later. I'm not even sure if I like these because I'm not really a fan of birthday frosting. So we'll see. Birthday cake. M&Ms. Everyone's eating them, and I'll stop eating them so we can talk about them.
It just tastes like an M&M.
Yeah, I don't taste any real difference. I like birthday cake ice cream.
It's just chocolate inside.
I think I've been tricked by the M&M people.
But that tastes like a regular M&M. There's no, I don't taste any kind of birthday
cake.
Hold on,
let me see.
That's what I just did. I just bit into it.
You're right. I don't taste any birthday cake at all. This is just an M&M. I think somebody wrote birthday cake on this in marker. I'm a sucker.
Right.
Well, now we get to hear everybody's lip smacking. Okay. Carol wanting to a show.
Another stellar episode of Radio for Winners. Good night.
Hey, I got some pizza flavored pizza for bringing in next week.
So it's birthday cake flavored pizza.
Ah, Radio for Winners.
Oh, it stopped because we went too long. The song is over.
And we're gonna do another song.
Good Lord.
We're not. We're just going to finish.
This show is going to be in trouble when I go and we don't have the production, the high production value.
See,
that
look, he's got the iPod and all that stuff over there. You've got the computer, the board. I'm just sitting there by myself. Imagine what will happen when I take over the engineering.
I can't even get my phone to do anything. I think it broke.
I think it did.
Man.
Oh, well. Friday night, I came to your party. Saturday, I said I'm sorry. Monday, bum, 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 bum. I was only having fun. Wasn't hurting anyone. I don't even know the words to this one.
You may be right. I may be crazy. Oh, but I just may be the lunatic you're looking for. Turn out the light. Don't try to change me. You may be wrong.
Another song. Another classic.
Hey, it's the weekend.
I couldn't pull up Billy Joel. So we're going to handle this right here. Back on the drum all day. Tom Rock. Ready and why? See you next week.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners. Or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.